This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lava from a volcanic eruption reached the airport of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma Sunday, as thousands evacuated. Goma residents grabbed mattresses and other belongings as they recalled the last eruption that occurred in 2002. That killed 250 people and left 120,000 homeless. It is one of the world's most active volcanoes, and its red glow painted the nighttime sky above the lakeside city of about 2 million as some fled east toward the frontier with neighboring Rwanda, while others escaped to the west. A volcano expert said that new fractures opened, allowing the lava to flow southward toward Goma after initially flowing east toward Rwanda. He says it appears the lava is headed up toward the city center, but it is difficult to forecast. Power has been out across much of the area. Myanmar's Teachers Federation says more than 125,000 school teachers have been suspended by military authorities for joining a civil disobedience movement to oppose a nearly four-month and still ongoing military coup. Suspensions have come days before the start of a new school year, which some teachers and parents are boycotting as part of the campaign to paralyze the country since the coup cut short a decade of democratic reforms. It sidelines more than a quarter of all teachers, as Myanmar had 430,000 teachers based on 2019 data. The disruption at schools echoes that in the health sector and across government and private businesses since the Southeast Asian country was plunged into chaos by the coup and the arrest of the elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council is welcoming a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers and calling it for it to continue after 11 days of fighting left hundreds dead, mostly Palestinians, many women and children. Statement released Saturday was approved by all 15 members. It says that the council mourns the loss of civilian lives resulting from the violence, and it stresses the immediate need for humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian civilian population, especially in Gaza. Statement further calls for the so-called two-state solution, peace based on the vision of a region where Israel and Palestine live side by side with secure and recognized borders. The United States, Israel's closest ally, had earlier blocked four proposed council statements calling for a ceasefire that all members supported, saying it could interfere with the Biden administration efforts to end the hostilities. A four-piece band of Italian rockers won the Eurovision Song Contest in the early hours of Sunday. The music festival was canceled last year amid the global pandemic, but the event in Rotterdam Arena with strict testing and hygiene protocols was seen as a step toward a post-COVID-19 return to live entertainment. The band Maneskin was only Italy's third victory in a popular contest and the first since 1990. A technical fault on Saturday left frustrated fans unable to access Glastonbury Festival's live stream concert at the famous farm site in southwest England. After the coronavirus pandemic led to the blockbuster event's cancellation, social media was filled with complaints at the start of the five-hour virtual show, with many ticket holders unable to access a stream of the event after paying about $28. And Glastonbury had to cancel its 50th anniversary in 2020 after some 135,000 people had already bought tickets. Headliners were meant to include pop superstar Taylor Swift and Beatles icon Paul McCartney. Organizers had hoped to stage the event in 2021, but reversed course after England entered a third lockdown at the start of the year, following a surge in coronavirus infections, hospitalizations, as well as deaths. And just recapping our top story, lava from volcanic eruption has reached the airport of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma Sunday as thousands have evacuated. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.